This is Akashvani, the news read by Singhbia Hui. The Lok Sabha was today adjourned for the day, while the Rajya Sabha faced three adjournments following opposition protests over the alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Congress members started sloganeering, demanding the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the issue. Members from the Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Speaker Om Birla said a committee has been formed to look into the issue. He said, not allowing the House to function in a pre-planned manner is not right for parliamentary democracy. He said, the members can raise the issue during the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address. Rejecting the opposition's demand for discussion over the NEET issue, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there is no tradition to allow any discussion during the period when discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament is scheduled. Earlier, when the House met this morning, Speaker Om Birla disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties over the issue. Speaking in the House, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi said they want to give a message to the students that this is an important issue and discussion must be held on it. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today assured the NEET students that strict action will be taken against the culprits. Talking to newspersons outside Parliament, he said the government is sensitive over the issue and assured the students and guardians that all necessary action would be taken. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament amidst opposition ruckus on the NEET examination issue and three adjournments. A total of 21 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi highlighted the achievements of the government in the last 10 years. Rakesh Sinha, Kavita Patidar, Krishna Lal Panwar, Dr. Bheem Singh, Dr. Anil Bonde of BJP and others participated in the discussion. 1989 batch Indian Foreign Service IFS officer Vikram Misri has been appointed as the next Foreign Secretary. He will succeed Vinay Mohan Quatra, whose tenure is ending on the 14th of next month. Mr. Misri is currently serving as Deputy National Security Advisor in the National Security Council Secretariat. He has served as Indian Envoy in China, Myanmar and Spain. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra 2024 will formally begin tomorrow with religious fervour in the Upper Himalayas in South Kashmir. As the first batch of Yatris has reached the base camp in the valleys, thousands more have assembled at the Yatri Nivas Jammu, waiting for their onward journey towards the holy cave. Earlier in the morning today, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the Yatra from Yatri Nivas base camp, Bhagwati Nagar in Jammu amid tight security cover. In Jharkhand, the CBI today arrested three persons including Asanul Haq, principal of Oasis School Hazaribagh in the NEET paper leak case. The vice principal of the school, Imtiaz, has also been arrested. The CBI arrested them on the basis of evidence. CBI sleuths are interrogating them about various aspects related to paper leaks since June the 26th. India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market after the US and China. According to data compiled by aviation analytics firm Official Airline Guide OAG, India is now third in aviation market after airlines such as IndiGo and Air India. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely over northwest India during next 4 to 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely over central and east India during next 2 to 4 days and over northeast India during next 5 days. India Meteorological Department said southwest monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of west Rajasthan, remaining parts of east Rajasthan, some parts of Haryana, entire Delhi and some more parts of west Uttar Pradesh. On the first day in women's cricket, the one-off test match between India and South Africa at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai, hosts India were 525 for 4 at the stumps. Elected to bat first, Indian women went off on a scoring spree as in the first session itself, they crossed the 100 mark, making 130. And that is the end of this news bulletin.